Blackstone Audio presents Rescue of the Bounty, Disaster and Survival in Superstorm Sandy by Michael J. Togas and Douglas A. Campbell. This book is read by Tom Weiner. To all the librarians who have helped my writing and speaking careers, our public libraries are national treasures. Michael Togas. To those who loved Robin Wallbridge and Claudine Christian, and who now grieve. Doug Campbell. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Speech. The autumn afternoon was perfect, untroubled on the New London, Connecticut waterfront. The rippled river water sparkled. The blue sky was washed clean as fresh laundry. The late October sun came low behind the woman's right shoulder, casting sharp, long shadows before her. For 20 years, Beth Robinson had been part of the engrossing world of tall ships, and she still thought, "This is why we go to sea, days like this." She walked onto the city pier, where, ahead of her, a crew of sailors hustled to their assignments on deck, below the 3 towering masts of the historic square rigger Bounty. Robinson, a relief skipper on a nearby schooner, knew the ship, a 180-foot, 50-year-old wooden ship, an expanded replica of the original 1784 ship HMS Bounty. She made a casual inspection, passing the soaring 60-foot bowsprit, thrust upward toward shore, before reaching the freshly painted black hull. She knew Bounty's captain, too, Robin Wallbridge, and thought her friend of 2 decades had his boat looking pretty good. Robinson had come to see Wallbridge for just a passing hello. "Hi, Captain," she called out.